Okay, this is talking with Donald Folland over the telephone from my office at the University of Washington to his home in Salt Lake City, Utah on 19th June, 1983. This is a continuation of an interview which was done on 26th December, 1974, almost a decade ago. And the last part of that interview was erased, and so I'm going to pick up that information as well as ask him a few more questions. Okay, here we go. Same day, same interview, but I'm doing it from home rather than from the office.
Now, the first thing I wanted to ask you about was that when I interviewed Potapenko, he was quite old. It was 75 or in 1975, just a couple years before he died, and his memory was a bit off. But there was an implication in what he was saying that he had heard in some of his experiments of strange noises over several years, even before he learned of Jansky. However, in all that I've read, it seems like that your experiment was only because of Jansky's results. Is that correct?
As I remember, that is correct. I don't remember him ever saying anything like that when I was with him.
Okay, well, it may be that I misunderstood him. I just wanted to straighten that out.
Uh-huh.
Now, the next thing I'd like to ask you about is about Potapenko himself. Can you just tell me a little bit about what kind of person he was and so forth, from at least what you know?
Well, as you probably know, he was from Russia.
Right.
Sort of almost a refugee. After he came over here, he came over on some kind of a government arrangement and then decided he wanted to stay, which he did, and then they confiscated all of his property in Russia.
Right.
And he had a problem getting his wife out.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, they were able to get her to come over too, and then, of course, they became citizens over here.
Right.
But he was a very thorough man as far as his engineering and his scientific work was concerned, at least as far as I could see. Very careful, and he had a lot of good and new ideas. And in addition to things like this radio astronomy work, he also got involved in prospecting for oil using electromagnetic methods.
I see.
And I worked with him on that for a year or two.
Hmm.
In fact, that was really the thing that stopped our work on the radio astronomy, which was being done sort of as a research project at college. Then we got money from a group to pursue this oil prospecting business.
I see. This would be at very low frequencies?
Very low frequencies.
Right.
That's right.
So it seemed like he was always interested in using radio techniques for whatever means he could.
That's right. And he developed a method of oil well surveying using these radio frequency techniques, too.
I see.
And that apparently was reasonably successful.
It also seems like, from looking at his publications, that he was quite interested in microwaves.
Yes, he was. And he apparently did some of the early work in microwaves and developed an early microwave tube.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, was very interested in the klystron when that came along.
Right, right. Now, I wanted to ask you, did you work with him for your thesis, finally?
Well, I didn't ever write a thesis as such. All I did was get a master's degree. I don't have a doctor's degree.
Oh, I see. Okay. And so you were at Caltech for a couple years or so.
That's right.
And how was it that you got hooked up with him on this project?
Well, I was working with him in the physics department. As a student. And then this was one of the projects he suggested that we work on to work for my master's work and then possibly go on for a doctor's degree.
Oh, I see.
And then this money came along for the oil
prospecting,
right. And he wanted me to work on that, but it meant that I had to stop school. And I was a research assistant then at Caltech for a couple of years, working just on purely on this oil prospecting method.
I see.
And then the radio astronomy work was dropped at that time.
I see. So, did you ever write up in a master's thesis or anything like this, the radio astronomy work?
No, I didn't, but I do have my notes for a technical seminar that was given at Caltech.
Right, you did send me those before.
I sent you those notes.
Right, and I have a couple questions regarding those, but we'll come to that. But that's the only written up thing about the whole experiment, I think, actually.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, actually, that's not even about the experiment. That's only about what you want to do and what Jansky did.
Yeah.
It's not about the results that you and Potapenko obtained. Okay, so you then got off into more practical matters then. You didn't stay a physicist, more or less.
That's right.
And the other thing I wanted to ask you about, did you have any connection with Rudolf Langer, who wrote a very short, it wasn't a paper, it just is an abstract was published of a paper he gave in which he tried to theoretically explain Jansky's radiation at this same time?
Well, see, he was at Caltech also.
Right.
And he was in on, when I gave this presentation, for which you have the notes.
Right.
This started him thinking about that, and then after a reasonably short time, he came up with this theory of his.
Well, that doesn't quite work in terms of the dates, because the paper was presented in December 35, and your paper is dated February
36.
So there's something...
Well, it was sometime later than that, but at least as far as I was concerned, he got involved.
I see.
He may have developed his theory earlier.
Maybe he just went with it further, although he never published anything more after he heard your talk.
That's right. I would suspect that's it.
But then
I know that he got some publicity for bringing this out and trying to use that as an explanation of what we were receiving.
That's right. And you sent me a copy of an article
from one of the papers
from the LA Times, I believe it was, about Langer also.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that was that was indeed in March 36. That was after your...
the paper, and it's probably then that he did sort of develop the theory before and then applied it to this as an application after the...
Well, that could be. Of course, all I have is the abstract that was published in PhysRev, and maybe the abstract isn't really representative of what he said at the meeting. You know, you send the abstract in later sometimes, and all kinds of things can happen when you start to try to investigate these things historically. But what kind of interaction can you remember with Langer, if any?
I had very little personal interaction with him. He was in the meeting where this seminar on the February 13th was given, and then I didn't have much personal contact with him even following that.
I see.
Primarily through Potapenko.
I see. I have talked to him, by the way, but once again, his memory is not as good as yours in general, I think.
Well, I'm not sure mine's too good.
Well, I'm just from how I can, as much as I can judge.
Uh-huh.
Who else was in the audience? What was the purpose of the seminar, really?
Well, they had technical seminars every week, and various projects that were going on in the physics department would be presented.
I see.
And Dr. Millikan was there, and Epstein, and others that I don't remember the names of now, but I remember them particularly.
And so this would be a graduate student, typically, that would be giving the talk, or...?
Yeah, it is a graduate student, and having working on a research project at the Institute, they give these every week, would be one given.
Right, and do you remember at all the reception of the talk?
Not in detail, except a great deal of interest and a lot of conjecture as to what this might be, what could be causing it.
Do you remember any suggestions from the floor?
No, I really don't.
Well, why don't we talk about what you actually said here, at least what your notes are. Let me get my copy here.
As I look at these notes, I have a little trouble remembering everything that I said there.
Right. You basically summarize Jansky's work, and then you go into Jansky's two suggestions for the origin of the radiation, neither of which you particularly like. And... One thing you say on page 3, if you have it there, is you say, in the lightest stars, whose density has been measured to be less than the best vacuum obtainable on the Earth, the highest orbit transition for hydrogen is from the 33rd to the 32nd orbit. Now, do you mean that was the highest transition that was observed in such stars, or the highest that had been calculated could be, that could be emitted? Because the density was too high to allow basically larger atoms?
Oh, frankly, I can't remember.
Yeah. It's just not quite clear what you're referring to there.
Yeah.
Anyway, you dismissed that one, and then you moved on to Jansky's suggestion that it could be similar to headset noise, namely just due to thermal agitation, and you say that that's probably not right because it this is an electromagnetic wave phenomenon that we're observing, and certainly that's not in a circuit. Well, I think it turns out from a physics point of view that that argument I don't think is quite correct, but that's neither here nor there, really.
Now, I notice in the copy that you have, I guess, has some of my pencil.
Right, right. I think I made out that also. That's just going into a little bit more detail about...
As I was reading that, I got kind of the impression that I was saying that these were might actually have been thermal noise in the receiver rather than in space.
Oh, you mean that Jansky really didn't have something from space?
No, not that he didn't, but that we might not have.
Well, but now I think that...
As I read that, but then I don't think that's true, because we didn't believe that. We believed we were actually receiving things from space.
Right, but the way I read your talk here is that you have not yet really done any experiments yet. You were just about to start in on this.
And this was a theoretical consideration.
Exactly. Because that ties in with another article, which I have from the Caltech newspaper, which I don't think is actually one you sent me. I think I got that from the Caltech archives in April, and it goes into some detail about what you guys were doing then, and at that time you still had not gotten a positive signal.
Let me see if I have the copy of the one I have. Yeah.
That's April 30th, the California Tech. That one I got, like I say, elsewhere, and probably you don't have it because you probably would have sent it to me.
Well, I have one, April 30th, 1936.
Oh, you do have it, okay.
Just a small article.
Well, but it's a very useful...
Article 11.
Exactly, but it's a very useful one. Let's come to that shortly after. Let's finish your seminar talk here. So basically you're going through, and then you worked out what Jansky's intensity was and compared that to a black body at 10,000 degrees. I guess you took 10,000, or can you remember what the reasoning was why you chose 10,000?